Today we're discussing the halachic shaila of whether a man is allowed to listen to many women sing together in unison like a choir. Before we begin, as always, it should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So today's discussion will revolve around the prohibition of kol isha. The Gemara in Brachos tells us kol b'isha erva, which means that a woman's voice is considered nakedness. A man has to be covered up. A man is not allowed to hear a woman sing. Now, there are obviously many, many details of who is permitted, what age is permitted. May a man listen to his wife sing? Does it make a difference whether they're singing during davening? There are many, many details, and maybe that's for a discussion later on. But for today, we'll primarily be discussing the specific question, is a man allowed to listen to many women sing? Meaning, can you go to a choir? Are you allowed to listen? So again, the Gemara tells us it is forbidden to hear a woman sing. This prohibition is called Kol Isha Erva. It's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Stechemed writes that there's a machlokes between the poskim whether this prohibition is biblical or whether it's rabbinic. It's a Stechemed in Klal Kuf Ois Membeis. The Chaye Adam, the Chachmas Adam, same author, in his commentary Nishmas Adam, he feels that it's only rabbinic. It's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Ayin Hei Sifkas Yud Zayin. Again, it's still Aser. Whether it's Dorais or Dorabanan seems to be a machlokas. Fine. So the Be'er Sheva writes that the prohibition exists whether it's one woman singing or whether you're listening to a group. What's the difference? And it shouldn't, right? It shouldn't make a difference. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're listening to them sing Divrei Torah, whether they're singing Jewish songs, whether they're singing benching, whether they're singing davening, or whether they're singing secular music. There should be no difference. That's the Be'er Sheva. It really shouldn't make a difference. This is also the view of most authorities, most opinions. That's why I want to make this clear before we discuss. We're going to be trying to pick up on a couple opinions amongst the Mefarshim. Most authorities feel that it's a problem. Most Paiskim. However, there were those that allowed it, and we'll discuss their shita, and we'll discuss whether there's validity to their shita or not. There's the first opinion was the Chassan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer is in Shar Taharis Yedayim in Sinyon Dalid. He writes, Nistafakti b'kol zemer shalisha im ish ke'echa d'havetrei koli loy mishtamoy. His first opinion, his first basis to allow it, is that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, Trei Kali Loi Mishtamai. What does that mean? Trei Kali Loi Mishtamai is the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. It tells us that if, let's say, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, people laying from the Torah, you're not allowed to have two people laying at the same time. Why? Because the Gemara tells us you cannot hear two voices at the same time. If you try to listen in to two conversations, you're not going to get anything. That's the concept of the Gemara. So says the Chassan Sofer, if there are two women singing, if there's multiple voices being sung at the same time, then it should be allowed. Because you can't focus on either voice. That's what the Chassan Sofer says. And although the Tzitz Eliezer writes that he doesn't think the Chassan Sofer actually meant this to Paskin, in Chelek Yud Dalet Simen Zayin, he writes, Chassan Sofer Kaisav is Dvar of Rakim Estapik Uba. The Chassan Sofer never meant to pass in this way. He was just like theorizing. He never meant to pass in the way. However, there were Paiskim, great Paiskim, Rav Eliezer Hilsheimer and Rav Shamshel Far Hirsch. Supposedly, it's quoted that they did a Paskin to be lenient based on this Shita. It's brought down in Sri Deish Chilik Beis Simin Ches. Okay, right. Big Paskim, makes sense. There are glaring issues with this opinion. Glaring issues. And I mean this with the most covered. I'm just trying to explain what most authorities feel. Most Paiskim say that this cannot be relied upon. It's very simple. First of all, when the Gemara says two voices cannot be heard, it doesn't mean that you can't hear the voices. Of course you could hear the tune, and of course you could hear the voice. What it means is, you can't focus on the words of each of the singer. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, where the obligation is to hear the words of the Torah, if two people are laning at the same time, and one's a little faster, one's a little slower, they're not in unison, then it's not gonna work for your obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Not because I can't hear the voice of the people, it's because I can't focus on the words. And by Kriyas HaTorah, the main thing is to hear the words. For our discussion, it doesn't matter what they're singing. The problem is not hearing the words, the problem is hearing their voice. If a woman were to sing without words, that would also be a problem. The problem is to hear the inclinations, the up and downs of the voice, and the actual voice creates inappropriate thoughts amongst men. So just hearing the woman sing is a problem. So therefore, even though two people are singing at the same time, and yes, could I decipher as to who's saying which word? Is it this woman or is it that woman? Of course not. But that shouldn't affect it. I could still hear women sing. At the end of the day, could I hear a woman's voice? Yes, I could hear a woman's voice. Two people doesn't... It just means that I can't decipher the words. It doesn't cancel each other out to the point where I can't hear anything. I could just hear many voices. But of course it'll create an inappropriate taiva, as they say. And of course it's not to be allowed. Many Paiskim point to this as being a glaring issue with this argument. The Sefer Ber Yehud al Charedim, he writes that it's a problem, and he says even though there's a concept of two voices cannot be heard,
first
of all, the Ber Yehuda also adds that by singing, people like to sing together. So therefore, even Trikol B'Shamayim, even that Gemara wouldn't apply. But other places can point out that this doesn't apply, this Svara of Trikol B'Shamayim, the Chuvas Kinyan Torah, Simpehe writes, Davar Batal Hu Leimerkein, it's a waste of time to make such an argument. Damrusham Trikol B'Shamayim, this whole ruling of two voices cannot be heard, Koyrak Alamilim, that just means for the words. Shahitzi Akari Leimishamayim B'Shtayim, you can't decipher which person is saying which. Avakol Hashir, but the actual voice, the song, of course you can hear the song, Vavadei Nishma. Therefore, it's not allowed. The second thing is the Gemara Megillah says that you're allowed to have Kriyas HaMegillah. Two people are allowed to lay in Megillah at the same time. Kriyas HaTorah, not Kriyas HaMegillah, yes. The Gemara explains what's the reason why we make such a distinction between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara tells us because Kriyas HaMegillah is so precious amongst people, they're so dear, people concentrate and they'll focus on two, they'll be able to decipher. Even though normally two voices are confusing, but something that's dear to your heart and you want to listen to, you'll make the effort to listen. So a lot of Paiskim comment, the same argument can be made to hear a woman sing. It's dear to people not because you want to hear, but because the Yetzer Hara will make you crazy. The Yetzer Hara makes you want to listen to it. It's a taiva. So therefore, if you have two people singing, you're going to say, you can't tell. You can't hear two voices at the same time. On the contrary, if it's something that people are interested in listening to, we see that they'll make the effort and they will listen. So what's the difference between Kriyas and Megillah? They'll listen because they want to fulfill the mitzvah. Over here, they'll listen because they want to hear women sing. That's the taiva. The Yetzer Hara will get you and you'll listen to it. Therefore, this argument is not going to be allowed. The Sri Deish famously had such a heter. He allowed for an organization that had men and women singing at the same time. He didn't like the argument of two voices being heard at the same time, based on what we said before. He did not like that. But he argued that according to certain poskim, it might be okay because if they're singing secular music, it's a problem. But if they're singing Zmiros on Shabbos, it should be okay because Zmiros, no one will have inappropriate thoughts because Zmiros are holiness. Holiness doesn't create the inappropriate thoughts. Now, again, this too is very, very problematic. The Paiskim can point out that this is not necessarily accurate. One can argue that when it comes to Yetzer Hara, we don't make a distinction between what they're singing. They could be singing Zmiros, and it could also create inappropriate thoughts, and therefore the Paiskim do not like such a heter. So let me just to summarize, there were Paiskim who did allow it. However, the overwhelming majority of Paiskim do not allow it. I'll list the Paiskim right now just to make it clear what my viewpoint is. Be'er Sheva, the Be'er Yehuda, the Stipler Gaon, the Shevet HaLevi, the Tzitzel Yez, the Badi HaShulchan, the Chelek Levi, the Kinyan Torah, Avni Yosher, Yishe Yisrael, and Netta Gavriel. All say it's not allowed. I wrote about this very Bekitzer, not Bekitzer, I wrote about this in my Sefer Mekarev Yemin, Simen Chaf Aleph, so all the sources can really be found there. again, the overwhelming majority of poskim do not allow it, and therefore this should not be relied upon, especially when you're dealing with something of taiva, of yetzer hara. You need to put up as many borders as we can. We cannot open up any fences. All questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.